Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Questions about Ukraine's future. President Trump has called Russian President Vladimir Putin to talk about ending the war, but he was noncommittal when asked if Ukrainian President Zelensky would play an equal role in the discussions. Tesla CEO Elon Musk speaking by video call at the annual World Governments Summit in Dubai, saying entire federal government agencies in the United States will soon be eliminated.
It's kind of like if they're leaving a weed, if you don't remove the roots of the weed, then it's easy for the weed to grow back. But if you remove the roots of the weed, it doesn't stop weeds from ever growing back, but it makes it harder.
NASA, the latest government agency, told to prepare for a reduction of employees. As for those government buyout offers, the window is now closed for those who to make a decision, a federal judge clearing the way for the buyouts to proceed, and the offers are no longer being made. A car ramming in Munich, Germany, believed to be a terror attack. 28 people hurt, some critically. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz has denied a request to recuse herself from the case challenging the constitutionality of Act 10. Justice Protasiewicz had previously expressed her belief that Act 10 was unconstitutional when campaigning for the seat, but says she can act impartially in the case. Conservative Justice Brian Hagedorn did recuse himself from the case after helping former Governor Scott Walker write the law. The Dane County ruling found that Act 10 violated equal protection guarantees for public employees. The Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health released a new set of recommendations this week calling for more mental health support on college campuses. The new recommendations would include schools being more proactive in identifying if students need support with routine screenings and new staff training, as well as improving peer support systems. Wisconsin has seen a dramatic increase in the number of kids struggling with mental health in recent years, which has also been cited as a common reason students drop out of school. Families interested in getting into fishing will have a chance in Hayward this weekend. Wild Rivers Conservancy plans to hold a family Learn to Fish event on Sunday from 10:30 a.m. to noon. The event will take place at the Lake Hayward Boat Landing near the Freshwater Fishing Hall of Fame. Participants can learn how to properly use different kinds of equipment and identify different types of fish, as well as learning all the necessary fishing rules and regulations. Participants over 16 years old will need to bring a valid fishing license. A massive fire destroyed parts of the Red Deer Lodge and Resort in the town of Spider Lake earlier this week. According to fire officials, crews from Spider Lake, Round Lake, Hayward, Bass Lake, and Cable responded to the blaze on Monday at around 1:30 p.m. It took about 6 hours to fully extinguish the fire, which resulted in the destruction of the lodge, bar, and living quarters at the site. Officials also say nobody was injured in the fire and two people managed to escape the building when the fire started. The building was deemed a total loss. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks head into the All-Star break with a victory. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks win a close one in Minnesota, 103-101 against the Timberwolves. Damian Lillard was out with a hamstring. Giannis still out with a calf muscle injury. And so that left center Brooke Lopez and several new players to battle for the win.
You know, we had a nice mix out there. So great to just see everyone feel each other out, you know, get a good sense of who we are. But, you know, when it boiled down to it, we just had each other's back. We were communicating, we were making the right plays, we were playing with energy, and it was just a great win to have going forward.
Baseball, the Brewers signed Rays left-hander Tyler Alexander to a one-year deal. NFL, the Packers went into this season without a true number one receiver. So how did that work out? Jordan Love.
There's definitely, I think, areas that we need to focus on and improve on to get better and kind of get over the hump that we hit this year and just get more consistent, focus on the details.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is cold this morning, and it's not going to warm up that much today. Mostly sunny, 6 above this afternoon. Tonight, 7 below. Tomorrow, snow by afternoon. And we're going to see snow tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night into Saturday. Could be several inches by the time it all winds down on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 11 below.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Carmelo Anthony for The Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presumed innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Maggie Dawn.
Tariffs, inflation, and shutdowns, oh my. How Donald Trump is stealing the financial futures of Wisconsin families. We discuss with Tom Paulswitz next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Text us at that same number. Good morning to you, Cardi. How you doing, man?
Man, I'm feeling good. Blessed out there, man. It's a lot of snow. It's treacherous. I'll give you that.
A lot of snow, man. Five inches of snow, man.
We're getting more coming on Friday.
Yeah, well, man, you don't know. Look, back when I was a young man, we used to trudge through 2 feet of snow.
Ah, yeah.
Yeah, well.
See, I go back to the Minnesota days when I went to school down there, so I've seen a lot of snow.
Yeah, man.
I'm tired of it,
actually. Yeah, well, man, we haven't had much snow. But anyway, man, I said this, like, you know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, and people were saying, well, we're 20-some-odd inches lower than we should have been in snowfall, and we got to get snow. And I said, one thing about Mother Nature, she never forgets.
Right, right.
And whether or not we would have gotten the snow yesterday or in May, we were going to get the snow. So I'd rather that we have it now during the winter. And not late April and early May, which is what we have been able, you know, in my lifetime, I've seen that. So, anyway, good to have you aboard as always, Cardi. Great to have you a part of the show. It is Thursday, and that means we are officially in the pharmacy with my good friend, Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. Thank you. I love this weather.
Well, wait, listen, Dr. Omar, several weeks ago, you were in Egypt, and it was what was the weather?
It was like 70, 68. It was heaven.
and you love this weather.
As the snow is different, because my kids are young, so they like this kind. It's like interesting to them. So I try to live their age and kind of feel what they feel. So yes, I enjoyed it because also they have trainings and we ride the car and they kind of like to see the white color. So it is kind of, you know,
that's beautiful.
Conditional. Yeah, conditional love.
Yeah. And it's beautiful when it first falls.
Yeah.
But it doesn't take long for the dirt and grime and then it becomes ugly, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean, we're trying to always see the bright side of things
in
those gloomy days. So what can I tell you?
Well, if there's anybody who can brighten up a gloomy day, it's Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. And so, Dr. Omar, before we get started, if people want to get in touch with you, how do they do it?
They can always call at 262-429-9429 or go to willtopiarx.com and ask any question.
Okay, so Dr. Omar, this morning you wanted to talk about a couple things. Oh, and by the
Yes.
way, those of you who are listening, if you have any questions or comments that you want to be heard on the show about anything, you can join the conversation. But Dr. Omar, before we get into anything new, you've got some information that you wanted to respond to some callers who
Yeah.
called last week.
Yes.
Let's do that.
I promised to do a research on fatty 15, a form of omega that is introduced and very well presented as a replacement to omega 3 that comes from fish. And fatty 15, written as you say, FATTY15, they have impressive marketing. The product presentation is very appealing. They have research and studies, but most of the studies are animal studies, and the human research is still emerging. It's a supplement that is very promising to help with cellular integrity, mitochondrial function, and by that, to help to support decreasing inflammation in the body. The challenge with fatty 15 is that it doesn't have enough human trials and human studies to help us recommend it to many patients. So if someone wants to try something vegan that supports the environment, like fatty 15, please do not forget to either eat enough fish, clean fish through the week, and by that we're talking about wild caught fish from deep waters, or take omega 3 fish oil. Still take it, be balanced in taking that. It would be very helpful. If you're looking for vegan alternatives with enough research and human trials, you can try the algal omega that comes from algae, or you can try something like ahi flour, AHI flour omega, that has combined omega 3 and omega 6. The challenge with the other forms of vegan omega is that you need to take higher number of capsules to get the same amount of benefit of what you get from high quality omega 3 fish oil. So it's just 2 cents for me on that topic of the fatty 15.
So fatty 15, you're saying it's too early.
It is too early to
Yeah.
recommend it to everybody. Yes, it's a promising product. Animal studies are promising, but it's too early, and they do not have the cardiovascular benefits. This
Right.
in the omega 3 fish oil, yes.
Okay. And I think that's not the question Mary asked, is it? There was someone else who asked the
There was another question about the algal omega,
Yes.
and we like it, and we just we can get the omega 3 requirements from it. The challenge is we need to take like 3 or 4 times the number of capsules that we take from the omega 3 fish oil to get the exact same benefit. All right. So, and also there is another option, which is the ahi flour, which is a vegan option for omega 3, but they have omega 3 and omega 6. And it's another option. And I am making sure that I have all of those at the pharmacy because we want to offer options to vegan customers to be able to take enough omega 3 through the day. And omega 3 is very important for the heart, for the eyes, for the decreasing inflammation, so many things, so many protocols that we can use omega 3 with. And that's why we want to make sure that we have versatile options in any pharmacy.
So, all right, you answered those questions, Dr. Omar. The subject of today.
Today I wanted to talk again about stress, adrenal restoration, adaptogens, and talk about some adaptogens in specific. So I had this topic. I've been always thinking about it every time that I hear a scientist or a doctor talk about adaptogens. I learn something new. So I want to shed the light on what do we mean when we talk about adaptogens. What are they? Because it's another buzzword, or do they actually help with stress, energy, and focus? I want to break it down. All right. So what is adaptogens? And simple answer is to imagine your body like a car. Some people run like a finely tuned sports car, handling stress smoothly, while others like an old overheating engine in traffic. Adaptogens, they are like the best high-performance engine oil. They help your body adapt to stress, whether it's physical, mental, or emotional, and keeping everything running smoothly. And the challenge happens after years of overdriving your body. Suddenly, you feel, oh, I cannot wake up. I feel very tired. I'm pushing myself out of the bed. Brain fog through the day, crashing at 3 p.m. I suddenly feel very energetic at night, and then I cannot leave the bed in the morning. So these are all signs of what we call adrenal dysfunction, or HPA axis dysfunction. And those terms we hear more from functional medicine practitioners, and they are kind of need some light to understand how complex and how simple it can be. That is kind of the main topic, and it's related to stress, because if we're stressed, we cannot do a lot of what God created us to do. We cannot work and do be creative. We cannot kind of think clearly. Literally, the brain shrinks under constant stress.
But
The brain cells shrink.
Dr. Omar, stress is nobody escapes this life without stress. Stress is almost like breathing in oxygen. You know, I
Exactly.
mean, there is no one who can be insulated totally from stress, because sometimes stress is it, well, more times than not, it's out of your control.
Of course, and there are people that work as lawyers, judges, and the stress levels are very high. So how does the balance happen? God created balance in our bodies, what we call stress resilience. You're flexible. You are able to produce cortisol to get you the focus, attention, not go to the bathroom, not do any kind of, you just focus on the one task. I'm doing this now. The next, I am kind of relaxed, and my cortisol level is low, and I can live clearly without a problem, without carrying this kind of an anxiety that pushes me and keep pushing and pushing and pushing. What we want is the balance, and that's what we're looking for: stress resilience. So you wake up in the morning, you have the energy is high, I'm ready to go, stress is high, I'm going to hunt, I'm going to work, I'm going to take the kids to school. I have the energy and the power and the adrenaline. But then at 1, 2 p.m., the stress goes down and I am more relaxed and I'm preparing for the end of the day. I finish work, I go home, stress level is the lowest, so I can relax, spend some time with the family, and go to bed. Is this happening with all of us? I doubt that, Earl.
No, it's certainly not happening with me. It's Thursday. That means you're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. Any questions or comments, always welcome. You're in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matinee on Air.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The New Hampshire legislature has proposed various schemes over the last decade to keep liberal-leaning college students living in the state from voting in elections.
Most have failed, but no fewer than three voter suppression bills are before the legislature this year. A 2020 New Hampshire Supreme Court decision overturned a previous law, SB 3, and preserved the current rules allowing college students to use their dormitory or off-campus address as their legal domicile for voting purposes. As of last November, an official student ID could still be used as identification. That could change with HB 323, which eliminates school-issued identifications as acceptable means for ID for voting. SB 223 has been tried before. It allows any student eligible to vote in New Hampshire to qualify for in-state tuition at any state university system campus, but also eliminates college-issued IDs as a form of identification. HB 289 challenges the definition of domicile again. Previous bills tried to outlaw dormitories as acceptable domicile, require a car registration, or to have a New Hampshire driver's license. HB 289's latest tactic prohibits domicile status for anyone who is legally a dependent at an address outside the state. We've linked to local reporting and the text of the bills at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Dr. Omar, let's go to the phone lines quickly. Let's talk to Rick. Good morning to you, Rick.
Hi.
Yes, sir. You have a question?
Hi, I have a question. Yeah, I recently saw a new magazine release on the thyroid gland. And diet. I would wonder what his thoughts are on that. Diet, health, and thyroid.
Hang on, Rick. You want to respond to that, Omar?
Sure. Well, the thyroid gland controls the metabolism, energy, and hormones. What you eat supports or disrupts its function. And the thyroid gland is very sensitive to the way that you eat. And you have to make sure for your thyroid health to eat proteins and healthy fats. That stabilizes your blood sugar, supports the hormone production. And we're talking about eggs, fish, nuts, and avocado. We also need iodine-rich foods because iodine amount affects the function and the structure and how the thyroid gland works. So eating more iodine-rich foods is going to support it. Selenium and zinc, that they are very important for the thyroid function. And the thyroid is producing the T3 and the T4. And there's so many patients every day, new patients that have problems in the thyroid that affects the body temperature, mental health, affects the ability to gain weight or lose weight. So eating more proteins and healthy fats, foods that have more of selenium, zinc, magnesium, vitamin D, they are linked to healthy thyroid gland. The link is direct. It's if for any functional medicine doctor or practitioner talking about the thyroid health, have to talk about what are the foods that we need to eat to support the thyroid. And I consult with many practitioners about what can we do about the thyroid medication dosing. And I always start with how can we eat healthy to support the thyroid. And also early, the thyroid gland is linked to stress. The healthier your thyroid, the better the stress hormone, because the thyroid gland is producing those hormones that are very important for health.
All right. Rick, thank you very much for the call. So our phone line is open, as always, at 855-752-4842. Any question or comment is welcome. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. So as we talk about stress, Dr. Omar, and the impact that it has, it's probably easier said than done in controlling it. It becomes a beast. Every day of your life, your children, your significant others, the people you work with, when you go and I don't care if it's the grocery store, wherever it is, stress is all around us. And so you're saying that you have to be able, in order to really protect yourself and your health, you've got to be able to control that.
Yeah. 5 daily habits. I promise you, Earl, if someone stresses, starts doing them for a whole month, their stress level will change and their ability to handle stress will change. 5 simple daily habits. Number one, eating proteins.
Don't wake right. up. Don't get up out of bed.
Oh, you have to wake up. What can I tell you? I had days in my life where I asked myself, why do I have to go out of bed? Trust me, I was there. But I try to walk the talk. I start with eating proteins, healthy fats in the morning, eating eggs, avocado. They help to keep stress hormones stable. Number two, cutting back on sugar and processed foods. Sugar crashes trigger an anxiety and stress. Sticking with whole foods to keep the blood sugar steady through the day. Number three, sleep 7 to 8 hours at night. Less than 7 is not healthy. More than 8 is not healthy. The sweet spot, 7 to 8 hours. The deeper your sleep, the better. Number four, hydrate. And you start your day with water. Dehydration or drinking less water and just going on the caffeine all day that deprives the body from water, that's kind of big stressor on the body. But hydrating through the day, that I would say best is 64 ounces of water through the day. Hydrating through the whole day. If someone is having problems going to the bathroom and prostate issues at night, it will be better to limit the amount of water that they drink after 4 or 5 p.m. But from the time that you wake up until, you know, through the day, you are drinking water. And number 5, limiting caffeine and alcohol. So these are 5 habits that we're doing before even we start to talk about any supplements. Do them for a week, and this is kind of a cheap prescription.
You know, Dr. Omar, I am cognizant of the 64 ounces of water. I'm trying. But right. But it requires some, you know, a plan. You can't just say, I'm going to drink 64 ounces of water and drink it all in one gulp. You've got to plan it out, right?
Yes, of course. You have to plan it out. Remind yourself, and if you fail, you do it again and again and again, because water is life. Water is life. There's nothing more healthier than water.
You are officially
water is the medicine.
You are officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842 is the number.
Shoes on my feet, I want a house of people. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. A pair of state Republicans are pushing for more nuclear power in Wisconsin. State Representative David Steffen and State Senator Julian Bradley each chair committees relating to energy and utilities and have introduced a resolution calling on the state legislature to publicly support nuclear power and fusion energy. They are also proposing a study to identify potential locations around the state that could become nuclear power plants. There is already one active nuclear power plant in Wisconsin located in Two Rivers. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is selling two-year-old oak seedlings ready for planting to residents. According to a press release, the seedlings were harvested in 2022 thanks to a strong acorn crop. There are four species available for purchase: swamp white oak, burr oak, white oak, and red oak. Officials say the oak tree seedlings are perfect for residents looking to reforest a property, enhance a habitat, or start an oak grove. More information on how to purchase the seedlings can be found on the DNR's website. Aspira St. Luke's abruptly announced the closure of a downtown Duluth clinic this week. According to organization officials, the Aspiris Clinic on East Superior Street will be closed and patients will start being seen at other locations on March 17th. They also say the organization is planning to retain all of the staff members at the clinic and transition them to other locations in the area. Organization officials say the move will improve their efficiency and collaboration, but did not provide an explanation as to how they decided to close the clinic. A bank in downtown Rice Lake will be permanently closed in the coming months. According to U.S. bank officials, the location at the corner of Main and Eau Claire Streets now features a notice on the doors informing customers that its final day of operation will be April 24th. They say the organization is currently evaluating the consolidation of branches in certain markets, and there is another branch at Cedar Mall in Rice Lake. Officials say there will be no interruption in service prior to the closure, and client accounts will not be affected. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Super Bowl 59 set a record in ad sale revenues. According to Variety, Fox Corporation pulled in more than $800 million between all the Super Bowl viewing platforms. The asking price for ads was $7 million for 30 seconds, and that went up to $8 million as the game got closer. Fox reports that this is about $150 million more than 2023, the last time they covered the Super Bowl. The game was also the most watched and streamed Super Bowl ever, with over 14 million viewers watching the game on Tubi. Thank goodness Netflix had nothing to do with this broadcast. Presenters for this year's Oscar broadcast have been announced. In addition to last year's winners, Cillian Murphy, Robert Downey Jr., Emma Stone, and Davine Joy Randolph, 2025 presenters will also include Halle Berry, Penelope Cruz, Scarlett Johansson, Elle Fanning, John Lithgow, and Amy Poehler. This year's ceremony will be hosted by Conan O'Brien and takes place March 2nd. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
It is cold this morning, and it's not going to warm up that much today. Mostly sunny, 6 above this afternoon. Tonight, 7 below. Tomorrow, snow by afternoon, and we're going to see snow tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow night into Saturday. Could be several inches by the time it all winds down on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 12 below.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Eve Galanter will be our guest as she talks about civics and civility and what we're teaching our high school kids and how you can get involved. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. You're officially in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842 is the number. We'll take any question or comment. Dr. Omar, so stress. And
yes, stress.
And stress, something that we – is it something that – just the older we get, the more impactful it is on your body and your system. I mean, you figure young people, you say, well, they can't be stressed out. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
And when the body and the system is young, it's kind of equipped to deal with those things better than when we age.
Yeah. What we are seeing is that the younger that we are, the easier for us to handle the stress. But what we are seeing now in the healthcare field is that because of the screens and an anxiety of going to school and kind of fighting all different kind of distractions through the day, we see many younger minds get to be anxious. And anxiety is kind of soaring among school children and college students. So we are warning our brains and minds. Of course, the younger we are, the easier for us to handle the stress. But if you spend years and years not eating breakfast, sleeping at night 4 or 5 hours, and kind of you come back after 10 years, you're no more able to handle this. There is a strength training. His name is Charles Poliquin. He trains the Olympic players who get the medals of gold and silver. So he's like the top. And I heard him on a podcast talking about his life. And he was asked, what is the one thing that you wish you did differently? And Earl, he said, I wish when I was younger, I would sleep more than 4 or 5 hours at night. Because I am now 49 years old and I realize the importance of sleep. Charles Poliquin had, he was impeccable. His arm was the size of my body. He's like unbelievably awesomely strong.
Right.
But he died from a heart attack when he was 50 years old without any reason. He just died at night suddenly. And we don't know what was the reason, but I heard him saying that stress was a very important component for his bringing up, and that has affected him significantly. And I try to see the life of the people that are role models to learn from them. That's why handling stress early on, as soon as we hear about management techniques, is very important. So we have to be concerned because stress is going to affect the blood sugar, blood pressure. We see people who, when they lose the intention in life and they are no more feel like the urge to do things, their immune system go down. They start to have chronic health conditions and they are attacked left and right with viruses. So stress is an important component of our life, but we need to handle it very well, and we need to understand it. And that's why we want to put the brakes on the gas. And sometimes we need to bring our souls from the dead and kind of wake up and try to focus on bringing this energy back to our bodies. And that's why handling stress, and if you have not been handling stress correctly that impacted your body, it might take 3 months up to 2 years to heal the body physiologically and mentally.
You know, Dr. Omar, it's time that I say this. You know, I have you on, and you're on an hour every week, and it's now been a while, and I enjoy having the conversations and dialogue with you. But more than that, I follow the things that you talk about. And I think the audience needs to be aware of this. And as I approach my 71st birthday, I can tell you that I feel better than I have in at least the last 25 years. I feel stronger. Oh. I feel stronger. Before I started working with you and listening to you, I didn't eat breakfast in the mornings. And I thought I was doing a good thing by not eating breakfast and then skipping breakfast and then maybe eating lunch. And I thought that was a badge of honor. I thought it was something that was making me healthier. And I didn't know anything about supplements. The most I knew about a supplement was maybe taking a Centrum Silver. And I thought, well, I'm getting the top of the line Centrum vitamins. I didn't take vitamins. I didn't know the importance of any of those things. Still, it's always a struggle to follow the proper diet, but I'm cognizant of it and I'm working on that every day. And I feel healthier than I've felt in a long, long time, Dr. Omar. And I just want to say to those of you in the audience, listen, you can feel this as well. You know, I hadn't been taking the omega-3, had never taken it, had the conversation with you. You were talking about it last week. So I went and got and picked up the omega-3. I'm now starting to take the omega-3 because all of the things that you have suggested have made me healthier. I come to the studio every day. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. My mind is clear. I'm healthy. I'm not hungry. And everything is working. So you talked about, and I can reassure people.
Thank you.
The health that I experience right now, I was not experiencing before you and I started doing this. So I'm saying that to you in the audience, because when I was a very young man, I was, you know, kind of a specimen. I physically could do a lot of things, and my body was fit and strong. But as time went on, those things changed. And now my strength is back. You know, I mean, my 28-inch waist is not back, but my strength is back. And so I feel confident. That too can happen to you in the audience. You don't have to settle for feeling old. Man. You know, people say to me, man, you don't look 70 years old. You don't move. I said, what is a 70-year-old person supposed to be in a wheelchair and walking with a cane? But no, you don't have to settle for that. You can change your life. And with the help of Dr. Omar, I've been able to do that. It's a testament. My wife as well. We follow the precepts of Dr. Omar and what he talks about, you can do the same, man. It's about time. I had to say it.
Thank you, Earl. It's a very strong statement from you. And I want to tell you, it's because you have a very strong will and you have this kind of due diligence to follow what you believe can be true. And because we talk about science-backed information and we keep reinforcing that information and you're following through. And the psychology says if you do something for 21 days, it becomes a habit and you follow it through and it becomes part of your identity that you have to do this. And then we see results. Thank you for saying that. I truly appreciate it. And I feel more related to Wisconsin after I came to the show. And I have to say thank you to Karina Chelsky, who works with me, who's listening to the show and brought me to the show after calling in more than one time to convince you to to bring me to the show. I truly appreciate having her because she's one of our true believers. And what we're trying to create at Wiltopia is a sense of knowledge and information that is transparent and that we can share, putting the healthcare as the king of this healthcare is the patient and the customer. And we are all trying to serve with information that we learn as health professionals, as people who have licenses to care for and getting those CE credits and traveling here and there to learn information. We want to offer this information and share it. And that's why half of what I learned it from my customers, Earl. And that's why I feel the burden of always talking to my clients and talking to patients and then using opportunity like coming to the show to talk to you. And thank you so much for this opportunity to be a guest in your show.
You know, Dr. Omar, I have friends and guys my age, and I look at them sometimes and their energy level is low, and they're my age, and you know, we kind of grew up in the same kind of environment. And I look at them and I say, man, you know, it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, what are you doing different? I said, man, I'm following the advice of a doctor. Hey, well, I've got doctors. Doctor of pharmacy. I've got doctors as well. But, you know, the doctor of medicine, Dr. Omar, is the guy who is really balancing all of those different things. And it gives me the pep in my step, so to speak. So I'm trying to get friends of mine who are at the same juncture in their lives, who are slowed down and don't realize it's not too late, man. You don't have to give in totally to the aging process. And the last thing that I want to say is, look, people say, well, you know, hey, man, the afterlife, and there's this other life. And I'm like, hey, man, I don't know anything about that. The only life I know is this one that I'm living right now. And so I'm not in any hurry to rush into the afterlife. So it's going to come soon enough. So
it's going to happen anyway.
Yeah, let's preserve this life that we have. And so having these conversations with you every week, you bring some information that is life-saving and life-changing. And I know that there are other people who I've talked to who listen to you and who are kind of following the same thing who realize that. So it is a great experience, a great opportunity. It's great to have you on. You're officially in the pharmacy
Thank
with
you.
Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show, 855-752-4842 is the number. Questions and comments, welcome, as always.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Inflation has to go down. How would you suggest your president address that? He's not talking about the cost for Americans. Hell, everything he's doing seems to going to increase the cost for Americans, starting with trade wars with Canada and Mexico. So if there is something positive out of this administration, let me know what it is. I would absolutely give credit where credit is due if I see it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist on the Earl Ingram Show. So I don't know what happened to Dr. Omar, but I'm sure we'll get him back. In the interim, 855-752-4842 is the number. I will tell you again that this valuable hour that, you know, I share and we share with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, is just that. You know, I just came off a fast with Dr. Omar and, cleansing my liver. I didn't know the importance of that. And having done that, you just... And so I had lived all of these years without having my liver cleansed, you know. And so, man, you know, I can't tell you enough about the importance of this hour that we spend with Dr. Omar. And you should certainly check him out. Hey, Sharky, what's going on, my friend?
Morning. Good morning. What's that white stuff out there? I'm telling you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we can handle it. We're a couple of old guys. We know how to handle that snow.
You betcha. And thank you, Dr. Omar, for taking my good buddy, putting him in shape and keeping him and watching him. And we love that guy next to you.
Yes, sir.
So I have a question real quick. Last Christmas, I bought 5 purifiers for my family, and it would purify the water. And 4 of the 5 kids are using it, and I'm loving my piece there. But it purifies maybe it can do 4 or 5 ounces per hour, and it really does a nice job as far as taking out all the bad and even all the good. So when I'm done after running the purified water, we're told that we should also add, because it purifies so well, you also add the good stuff back into the mix, and that's what I'm concerned about. So I believe collating is what they're looking at. I think there's a product out there called Now, and they're the ones who make this collate. But I'm trying to learn more about it, but it's very impressive. You know, the water problems and the concerns that we're all having that we talked about. But I think my piece is a nice piece, and I'm getting all my kids to do it, but returning the good minerals and
so Sharky, so Dr. Omar just came back. Repeat what you just said.
Yes, we have 5 different units that are purifiers for our water. And so my concern is, though, it purifies so much that it takes all the good and the bad out of the water. And so do I do more to return the good stuff back to the water supply that we have each and every time we're filling? So know we need...
So, Dr. Omar, you understand he's talking about...
I understand. And you can do as much as you can in order to return those minerals. The problem is, like, how much are you returning? Or if you're also adding some harmful things to the water. But what I want to tell you is, if you take some trace minerals as a supplement, and that will be containing magnesium, sodium, potassium, iodine, and these are minerals that you take like half a teaspoon on a cup of water every day. It will make it easy for you to make sure that you have enough minerals, enough trace minerals in your body. There are tests to check those trace minerals components in your body, but you have to have enough potassium. We have enough sodium because of the processed food in general in what we eat, but we don't have enough magnesium, enough potassium, enough iodine. So you're trying to drink the cleanest form of water. The challenges with the minerals, what can we do there? Well, that's when we are talking about supplements. Unfortunately, we have to replace many of the goodies that we used to get in the past. But due to the pollution and what the world we're living in, we have to be thinking always out of the box.
Hey, Sharky, thank you very much for the call. You know, Dr. Omar, it's unbelievable, man. Time flies with you. We're going to have to leave it there, and we'll pick it back up again on next Wednesday. Thank you very much. It's always great to be in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the pharmacist, on the Earl Ingram Show. Up next, Mr. Mark Picaro, who is a Ford, owns a Ford dealership here in Racine, in addition to a Indian motorcycle dealership and a whole lot of other things. He's a great man. I got a chance to meet him by happenstance, and I think you really will enjoy the conversation that we're going to have up next with Mr. Mark Picaro on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
This week on The Rational Revolution, our dear friend Ahmaud Rivera-Wagner brings Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn to talk about January 6th.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Vice President J.D. Vance has just arrived in Munich, Germany, ahead of a security summit that is set to be held there tomorrow. The summit happening just hours after an apparent car ramming in Munich that left dozens of people injured, including two seriously. The Trump administration says a window for government employees to accept buyouts is now closed. That is, Elon Musk tells an international conference that his Doge team plans to shutter entire government agencies.
Amid questions about transparency, Musk and his team have started to provide sporadic, sometimes vague, updates about cuts to federal programs on a government website, which also directs Americans to the social media platform X, which Musk owns. One tab on the website states, receipts coming soon, no later than Valentine's Day.
That's ABC News senior political correspondent Rachel Scott. Flash flood watches are out for the bulk of Los Angeles County, the greatest threat from mudslides today in the recently burned out areas of the city. This is ABC News.
I'm